You guys are hearing the beeps. People are checking in. Hi there, I heard three beeps.
Hi, this is David.
Oh, hi, David. How you doing?
And Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Are you guys back in Sedona?
We are.
All right.
Just got back a day or two ago.
Did you have a good time in Dana Point? Of course.
Amazing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did the dolphins and the whales and the whale shows in March this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. However, okay. Pat came back with allergies or something. Her head's all stuffed up, so we're going to ask for a healing for her later on, I believe.
Okay. Hey, Pat, are you in the background? You're allergic to this universe. Oh, well, you're not the only one. That's one of the things that happens to people in this realm that are from other dimensions. This is Winfrey, and we are on the Winfrey Monday night conference line, and you guys can hear people checking in. And David's here. Who else is here?
Hi, this is Alan in Sedona.
Hi, Alan.
How you doing?
Are you on your bicycle?
No, I'm home.
Oh, you're home? Okay. All right. And who else is here?
Marianne in Chula Vista, California.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Hey, those of you that are on BBS that go into the archives, you will now start seeing descriptions of the shows, which Marianne volunteered to do. So thank you, Marianne, on behalf of the people that end up looking at them because of your work. And who else is on the line? Anyone else want to say the name? Don't be bashful. Just because we're on the air. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, well, we always have some people who are listening in the background that are checking it out, and that's okay because I tell people you should check it out over and over again. I also tell people not to believe anything I say over and over again until you get your own resonance, because there's a few aspects to the work we do. One of them is there's a lot of wisdom that comes through what we call channeled forces, and sometimes us. We all have the ability to be wise sometimes, to be able to look at things, and we've had enough experience in this realm to suss it out from a place that someone that didn't have the experience couldn't see it for what it is. So there's a certain amount of wisdom which you can take on your own, on your own ability to recognize that. And then there's a certain amount of cosmology, what I call cosmology, which you should be very skeptical about and consider the possibility, but certainly not believe it because I say so or a book says so. Somehow you have to connect the dots up so it fits into a bigger cycle. And is anyone on the line, else on the line, that wants to say hello? Their name and their city.
Francis in California, Wynn.
Hi, Francis.
Hello, Wynn.
Do you want to tell the world how your bedrooms are doing?
Oh, they're doing much better.
Are they?
Yes, yes, yes.
And no one knows. Can I tell people about your bedroom?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, let's just leave it to say that Francis had strange things happening in her bedroom, as do many people, but not in what you're thinking, okay? Not. Now, I'm making it worse instead of better, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to get in trouble for this. Okay. It's I, Francis, in Concord, California. And I hope Terry comes on, because I've had all these plans for her tonight. and she's working in her legal office, and she's really backed up with work. So I called her at 7:15, and she was still there, and said she's going to come out. And for those of you who are listening in, you probably know who Terry is by now. But if you don't, Terry has this ability to tune into voices from other dimensions, and that not just discarnate entities, but great group soul energies that are have communicated to me through her for quite some time. And after a while, it took a while to really believe it was true, but eventually it proved itself. And that's why I say to you who are listening, not to believe it, because I say so, you have to prove it to yourself. And one of the best ways to prove it is to learn not just to listen with your mind, but to feel their energies in your space when they talk, and even when they don't talk. Because now you have made your own connection. So part of the value of this show is to enable people to be a bridge here so that you can look for it and tune into the frequency. And there's really good advantages of learning how to do this. And we'll go into that this show. And I hope Terry comes on, because I had an idea that I was going to do, which I've never done before on the show. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to assume she's going to come on. And if she does, then this will not be for naught. She said she would be here, so she probably will. And if she doesn't, this will be for naught. So I know we have some people who are out, have been listening to us on the Internet fairly regularly, and we've never interfaced with them on the show. We've only interfaced with the people on the conference line. So I told Seth we were going to do this. Seth is Don's engineer, or BBS engineer, and take some call-ins. And for people who are calling in, you can say anything you want. You can say what you've been getting out of the show. But also, if you have a question, then we will write your question down. Now, I'm going to have to think your question is in the right kind of question for this kind of circumstance. So excuse me if you come up with a question and I say, I don't think that's appropriate, or I don't want to ask that. But if you come up with a good question, then we're going to ask the source that comes from Terry to answer your question. And what is a good question? Carla Ruckert said, questions are looking for answers that are universal truths, that are true 10,000 years from now, as they are now, are good questions. A bad question is asking so-and-so positive or negative. That's something we're not going to ask. Hello, who's that?
Hello, this is Emmy Tucson.
Hi, Emmy. Nice to have you. So,
I show up every once in a while, because the truth of the fact is, I am falling asleep. I get up about your time, 1:30, and I go to bed, 5:30. So I have a hard time staying awake.
Emmy, I have to tell you something. When you said you were falling asleep, you know what went through my mind? I said, uh-oh, she tunes into the show and I'm boring her. Oh, my God, she's going to say, I have a hard time staying awake when you're talking with.
No, I have a hard time staying awake, period, at that time of the day.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you have your daughter's on the line, isn't that right?
Which one, Marianne? Marianne?
Marianne, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Emmy, would you tell our audience something about Marianne's childhood that she would be embarrassed if you said it.
She was a terrific kid. I was very lucky to have such a daughter.
Oh, my God. That's not going to embarrass her, okay?
No, the thing is she was a child that never gave you any problems.
Uh-huh.
She was... I raised four children by myself, and I was very lucky. That's all I have to say. You know, they got along well, and they did the schoolwork. They never had to get hit over the head. They were just terrific kids.
Marianne, are you there, Marianne?
Yes, I'm here. I'm off.
Hi, babe. Yeah, no, that is very true. I was very lucky. She was not even 5 years old when her father died, so, you know. I was very lucky.
Marianne, is there something you'd like to say about your mother while we're on the air?
Go right ahead. I shut my ears.
Well, I was adopted as a baby, and I'm glad that she adopted me. What more can I say? I'm the things I needed to find out when I was young, including my mom is the one that kind of introduced us to kind of more of a metaphysical way of thinking and really had us thinking outside the box and it really aids. So I'm always grateful to her for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't want to say anything. I wasn't going to say I adopted all my children, but I did.
I have
four adopted children because I had a heart condition. I could not have one of my own.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful. Well, you know what? It's really, one thing that's really interesting is, I don't know all your children, but I know two of them. And it shows you that being really beautiful people has more to do with the way the mother is than the genetics. Two of your children are really beautiful,
yeah.
Right? So, and they were adopted, so it's not genetics, it's you. So congratulations. Okay, so more people came on the line. Anyone want to say their name in the city?
Hi, this is Terry Brown in Los Angeles.
Hi, Terry. God.
Hi.
Everyone was waiting for you.
Thank you.
Are you in the McDonald's parking lot?
No, I'm not. I'm at work.
You snuck into the back office at work?
That's right.
I see. Good.
I'm having dinner. It's my dinner time.
Are you eating? Are you just thinking about eating?
No, but if you hear any eating, then tell me and I will stop.
Okay. So this is our great metaphysical hour with Terry in the back room in her office. And so I was going to open up the lines to the people that are listening on the Internet. And, you know, I always thought no one's going to call. So I think this is like my predisposition to feel rejected. So I never ask because then I'll never know. So now I'm going to ask to see if any of you guys want to call in. And you can share anything you want about your experience of listening to our call. And you can also ask a question that, if the question is in the right ballpark, and I'll let you know, we will, later on in the call, we will start a channeling and ask those questions to our channeled voice. And so let me tell you the phone number, which... Seth told me, and I said it already. Oh, my God. Why? Just a moment. So, now I've lost the phone number. Oh, here it is. We have two toll-free numbers that you can call and come on the air with us. And one of them is 888-389-3452, and the other one is 877-489-6357. 1-800-250-5150. Now, I'm going to give you guys another few seconds to get your pencil or pen, and I'll say them again. 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Okay, now, nobody's going to call, right? Good. So, I'm setting myself up just in case. Ring, ring. You're scared. Nobody's really listening. Okay. Here's the pause. I know there's people listening. This is a rare opportunity. We've never done it before. And we may never do it again. I know there's people on the phone line that have questions. Maybe we'll open it up to the people on the phone line who have a question. Okay. Anyone on the phone? Let me see. I think we're unmuted.
Yeah, this is Alan. The numbers you just gave, what are those numbers?
888-389.
What do those numbers go to? What are they for?
They go to BBS. You know, Alan, we're on an internet radio show tonight. Did you know that?
On
Monday night.
Yes.
So those numbers go to the studio where the show is being produced. And if the phone rings, we're supposed to patch it in so I'll hear them. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. We didn't have to ask that question to the Elohim. We were able to provide our own answer. So, Seth, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Who is that?
This is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Oh, we're in.
I was listening on the internet, and I just called in to let you know that.
All callers are muted.
Lucy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Everybody, you may have heard that. Is your radio on right now?
No.
Is your internet on?
Yes.
Because we're hearing an echo.
Oh. Well, they told me that I could call and ask a question, but I don't have a question yet because I don't know really. This is my first visit to this call. I just wanted to let you know. I'll go back to being on the internet and let you know that I'm with you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. There we go.
If I have any question, it's about their take on the whole thing about healing the gene pool of the plants and the GMO seed issue. If that's appropriate.
Why don't you put that question together? You want to ask it?
Okay.
No, we're not going to answer now. I'm going to compile questions, and then we'll answer them all at once. So, give me the question.
My question is, would they direct some of their energies to healing whatever disturbance in the planetary gene pool of seeds exists because of genetically modified biotechnology efforts, and what they might advise us to do as co-creators with them to address bringing that situation back to balance.
Okay. Let me write this. My pen stopped working. The question is, would or could?
Could they comment on it, and could they help bring it back to balance and let us know what our part could be?
Could they comment on the rest?
On the disturbances in the planetary collective gene pool of seeds that has resulted from the manipulation of the genetic material through, you know, GMO biotechnology? And could they comment on it, and could they address it? We're calling in their help. And could they comment to us on what we might usefully do to all of us collectively bring that back to balance?
This is about produce balanced circumstances.
Any way you want to say it is fine with me.
Produce circumstances by genetic manipulation in a laboratory.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
It's produce genetic manipulation in a laboratory. Is that correct?
I believe that's what they are doing in the lab, yeah. Genetically modified seeds are a big problem, as they're interfering with the gene pool of pure strains of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not... Well, I just wanted to hear their assessment of that and how they... That we're asking for help on that subject.
Okay. The question is, really, what can they do and what... If anything.
Yeah, and I'm going to hang up the phone so that it doesn't make it echoey for everyone else on the call, and I'll go back to listening on the internet, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. We got a question. Is everyone here? Terry?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, this is a new experiment. We've never done this before. 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Ask a question. If you've been on this line, you know who we're asking the questions to, so address it to that kind of source. And
all callers are unmuted.
Everyone's unmuted now. Does anyone on the line have a question they'd like to ask? Should we go into a group meditation? Well, let's see. Do you guys hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, everyone.
I hear you.
Just making sure we're still there. Well, no questions. I have a question. The question is, why are there no questions? Is that a good question? Do you guys have a lot of hope for our new president? Are you guys on the line enthusiastic about the potentials?
I personally, this is Alan in Sedona. I'm very concerned because basically Obama has committed fraud simply by running, because he knows he's ineligible to sit. He is constitutionally ineligible.
Is that because he was born somewhere else?
Correct. And he's already committed fraud, and if he takes the oath tomorrow, he'll commit perjury. And the Supreme Court justice, the Chief Justice, rather, who swears him in, will also be committing fraud if he swears him in. So... this is somebody we want as our president? I don't think so.
So he could be thrown out of office then, couldn't he? Theoretically.
Could be. There are there were three cases before the Supreme Court relative to this very issue, one of which has been the court refused to hear. The other two, as I understand it, are still there. At least I haven't heard anything different. So I'm very interested to see what comes of all of that. And I certainly hope that they put a stop to him.
I have a question. Where was he born? I never heard
Kenya.
That. Kenya. Oh. Okay,
I think
thank
it was.
You.
You see, we got more
questions. African nation in the event.
We get more questions about Obama than we do to the Elohim, right? Okay.
How do we know he wasn't born in Hawaii?
The birth certificate he put forth that was Hawaiian has been forged. There was an analysis that I read of that birth certificate. Somebody with the expertise to look at it and, you know, see if it, you know, if there was anything wrong with it, and apparently somebody else's birth certificate had his information superimposed upon it. So that birth certificate, which is posted on the net, by the way, is in fact bogus.
Can you see the bogusness of it where it's posted?
You need to read the analysis. I mean, it talks about, you know, around the letters, you know, the kind of a spray, you might say, of color, and he's saying that this is indicative of the fact that it's been superimposed. He says it's not a clean, it isn't clean. There are actually several, four or five different things that he brings up, and he says in conclusion that there's unquestionable that the document is a forgery.
I see. Well, that's a new bit of information. Terry, have you heard that before?
I haven't heard that it was forged, but I heard that it was really questionable that he was born in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wynn?
Yeah.
Wynn, this is David. His mother is from Kansas, but since we're speaking about him, let's ask how long he'll be in office. If that's possible, how long do you see him being in office?
That would not be a good question, okay?
Okay.
In other words, do you understand why it's not a good question?
I do.
I mean, I'll give you a bunch of reasons. Okay, I'll just tell you, because you can learn how. I've learned how they think. I don't know if think is the right word, but I know how they respond to things. First of all, it's a very specific question that would be prophetic. And in terms of prophecy, especially at the level of the energies that we're dealing with, to say something was going to happen would almost be underwriting it happening. And so the way it works is, to use their language, is this probability vortices, that if so-and-so happens this way, then this might happen, and if so-and-so happens that way, it might happen this way. And so for us to ask a question of that kind of nature could even throw weight on the probability vortices, because this is a powerful group that we're working with, and we're a powerful group here. So it would be a mistake for them to answer it, except by saying that they wouldn't answer. And that, you know, that we as humans offer a certain degree of protection for him just by our thoughts and our prayers to do that. So that's the answer to that question. That's why it wouldn't be a good question.
Okay.
Now, a good question, a better question is it possible that during his reign of office, there could be huge changes of direction in terms of his impact on the collective, as opposed to the previous president's impact on the collective. Okay?
That sounds better.
Does that sound better?
Yes.
Okay, let me write that down. Is it possible that because of his tenure,
potential tenure as president, that there could be an influence on the collective that could significantly change some of the, what's the word, the patterns that were created by the previous, well, I won't say previous, but the president, the current president, okay? Is it possible because of his tenure as president that there could be an influence on the collective that could significantly change some of the patterns that were created by the current president? Okay? Does that sound good, David?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Any more questions? I'm never going to do this again.
Lynn?
Yeah?
This is Marianne. I have a question.
Okay.
I don't know if this has been asked before, but can we ask if there's a particular song or a piece of music that either the Elohim or the Ra resonates with, that if we played it or sang it, that they would come into our space more easily or more fully?
Now, that's a really resonant one, that if it was played, they would come into the space. Did you ever listen to any of Daphne's music?
I did, yes.
I mean, they have said that her music invokes the Elohim energetically. And, you know, I'm working on a new website, and I might put some of her music up. I put a page on it. It's called messageday.net, and but I'm expanding that to put lots of different things on there. So I might do that. I'm still debating. I know in one of the channelings they were saying that they were mimicking Ra-type music. And they would go, he said, I was playing raw music. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Okay. And who would be a good... I always thought that Bob Dylan was connecting to Ra. If you read his lyrics and look at the way he... were you influenced by Bob Dylan, Marianne?
No, more so by maybe John Denver or Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Bob Dylan?
Yeah, a little.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because, see, Simon and Garfunkel were very angelic, right? Particularly Garfunkel. And who was the other group you were talking about?
John Denver.
And John Denver certainly is very angelic, right?
Yeah.
And Bob Dylan, people that were influenced by him were really influenced, okay? And how can I say it? His lyrics have the ability to flow in and out of the collective in a very wise understanding of the collective consciousness. And he because of his ability to do that, he evolved a huge amount of people in a generation, because it's like the ability to flow in and out of the collective. What it does is it moves down into a space where everyone is, and then it moves out of it, and then people track you when it moves out, and then it moves down, and then it moves out. And this is the way, really, it's kind of a model of how each of us has the potential to reach other people. Because if you're going to reach somebody, you have to move into the space where they are. But if you stay there, you get stuck in the space. So you kind of have to, like, weave in and out of a space so that when you're there, they track you, and then you move out, and they track you as you move out. They feel the energy, and you come back in. If you do that over a period of time, the person starts following your energy and changes, has the option, the opportunity to have a change of consciousness. And that's, I believe, a good way of describing my perception of what Bob Dylan did. He moved into a very collective space, and that part of his lyric would talk to that space, and immediately there'd be another lyric that moved out of that. So when someone is listening to him, they would say, well, that guy understands me. He understands what I'm going through. And then they keep listening and say, where did he just go? And then they move out of it. So, I mean, that's really how evolution in this realm happens, from people that can do that. They can move in and out, in and out. Or it's certainly one of the ways. Did somebody just come on the line? There was none.
Marielle from Los Angeles.
Hi, Marielle. We're having a little group discussion here on BBS.
Yeah.
Yo. And we're giving people the opportunity to ask questions.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying listening.
Have you been listening on the Internet?
No, I've been listening on here for about 5 minutes.
You have? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Bob Dylan and all the songwriters and John Denver and...
did you follow what I was saying about somebody that, like, it's a Ra thing. It's a way a Ra soul would operate, to be able to move into the space of the collective and then move. It's like, in fact, Matthew described this like it was like weaving a tapestry or weaving a thread. So when you move into the space, you connect with the collective energy of somebody, and when you move out, they track you and they go out with you. And if you do it through lyrics, you're now creating an evolutionary highway for the person that's listening. And I think
that's cool. Is there a way that if somebody has really dark energy, and if they're stayed at your house, and they can leave, like, I had somebody stay at my house last week, and it feels like all the energy's been pulled from the house, and I got sick again. I got MRSA all over my body, and everything feels like a mausoleum. Is there a way that somebody's energy can make you, like, pull me into the darkness, pull me into some dark, weird, spiritual, like, the negative forces?
Absolutely.
In my house?
Absolutely. I think what...
it's happened, and I'm so great to be on the line to get this energy pulled back in.
Guess what? We're going to ask questions. We're going to ask some questions tonight, okay?
Right.
And so that could be a question. Okay,
that's a question.
Question.
That was a question.
If someone stays at my house who has dark energy... Who has dark energy... How do I clear the energy after they leave?
Well, I feel like I've been pulled into the darkness. Like, I feel I don't feel compassionate anymore. I mean, I don't feel like myself. I feel like I've got a dark force that's entered my body.
Mm-hmm.
Scares me.
Yeah. Now, why didn't you call?
I need to clear it out of my body, not just my house.
Okay, so that's what we'll ask that question. That's a good question, okay?
Great, thanks. If I don't feel like myself, I don't feel at all like myself. I don't feel loving or compassionate or kind or anything. It's weird. I don't feel angry. I just feel like a horrible person. I don't know.
How come you didn't call somebody and have them call in the light or call me? You know?
I have been on the line. I've just been terrorized by this person all week, and I've been weak. And I've been sleeping during the time. I should have called you. Because the energy overtook everything. The energy just overtook everything. That's how bad it's been.
It's not a former boyfriend, is it?
No, it's a girl. So it's getting sober.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. She has a very dark side that would come out.
Well, you know what happens is when people have gone into drugs or alcohol,
mm-hmm.
you know, they usually have holes in their aura. And
right.
You know, I have
holes in my aura from being formally doing it.
And they can be carrying. Those holes create an openness to negative entities, of course, you know?
Well, I feel like I have a negative entity that's entered me. I've got MRSA on my hand, my back, my arm. It turns out she had MRSA all over her arm, really bad, worse than my ear.
Okay.
I had to disinfect the whole house, and now I'm back on pain medicine, and I'm so pissed off about it because I finally had gotten off the pain medicine, and I'm back on. I have high fever.
Uh-huh.
My tooth is abscessed. I mean, it's like my whole body is, and spirit and soul is dark.
Okay.
The whole house feels like it's pulling energy, like a negative vortex. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you called. I'll bet you
some help.
I bet you it starts to clear after the show, okay?
Okay.
And you should have been on our grid healing yesterday, okay?
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I finally left, so I finally got to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Too much. Very depressed.
Okay, now you know we're on the radio, okay?
Oh, okay, hello everybody on the radio, all over the world.
You're telling everybody about your depression and
okay,
everything.
Okay, well, I'm not depressed. I should claim that I'm not depressed.
No, you can be depressed.
I claim that I am healed in the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it
is. You know what I always say, better depressed than dead.
Exactly.
It could be worse, because at least you're still here.
Worse.
You're still here, and you have an opportunity to work and clear things, okay?
Thank God.
So, that's good.
Yes.
All right. Now,
thank you.
Actually, we have another 12 or 13 minutes that we're on. And now we have three questions. So I'm going to ask the questions in priority of importance, just in case we don't get to them all. And first of all, I better ask Terry to see if she's willing to do it, because she didn't know I was going to do this. Terry?
Well, I'll give it a try.
She's in the back of her office.
Oh, boy. Poor Terry.
She's surrounded by sharks. Or lawyers.
Yes.
Oh, and the cleaning person could come in with a vacuum cleaner any minute.
Oh, great.
Anyway, it's like I can't stay real long.
All callers are muted.
To get started.
Okay, so it's 7:41. We have, what do we have here? One, two, three, four, five questions. We probably won't have time for all five. I'll leave my question out. Why are there no questions? Because then we have some questions come in. So let's call in the light. And for those of you that are listening, calling in the light is a way of invoking a group energy. And Father, Mother, God, we ask now for the light to surround and protect each person
any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe to the center of the galaxy, through our bodies, and to the center of the Earth. And right now, we create a group energy, invoke a group energy, and we invite those sources that we have been communicating with to join our group energy. And we have some questions. So a source can announce when they're ready to address us.
Yes. We are with you in the love light of the one infinite creator, and we await your questions.
Okay. So the first question is it possible that because of the new president coming in, that there could be a positive influence on the collective that could significantly change some of the patterns and some of the directions that were created by the outgoing current president?
The answer is yes, and the reason is as the new individual steps into office, many people in the country, close to a majority, have hope for positive changes, and it is this hope that the country can ride on, and he can ride on to make changes in the benefit of the country. It is, regardless of what changes he institutes, a positive factor that so many of the people are encouraged by his energy and his ability to interface with the people. So this gives him advantage in the get-go for when the president has the motivation of the people behind him, it is easier for him to make moves and to bring an effect that is our answer.
Yes, thank you. And then I'm going to ask Mary L's question. Where someone stayed at her house that has dark energy, how can she clear the energy out, not only of her house, but her own self, which is holding that energy and has sent her on a really negative spin, apparently?
The first thing to do is to ignore it, not fight it. Just get your attention off it. For when you fight it, you feed it. You make the grist, as it were, corn being ground on a mill. As the two surfaces come together and interface and resist each other, the individual that you are speaking of has resentments which you are picking up, and we can also help by doing a sweep of your house and sweeping this energy out concerning the taking on of a negative entity. We can ask that this entity leave and come to a better location where this entity can seek growth. As long as you interact with the entity and interface and fight and resist, you are communicating where this entity lives, as this entity lives in resistance, and you are feeding the flame of the resistance, of the interaction that the entity gets its payback from. Perhaps the entity, it has a somewhat laughter now. So we suggest taking your attention off the entity, and then the entity will not have payback back to be around. When one is on drugs, one opens oneself to the possibility for negative entities, and when one is coming off drugs, these entities may leave and find other means of entertainment and payback. Focus on positive energies, and if you ignore the entity, eventually the entity will move away. As the entity is seeking combative situation, this individual that stayed in your home has